Welcome to episode 6 of Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion on RNIB Connect Radio. Each month we'll be reflecting on one or two things going on in nature for you to tune into and do. In this episode we'll be turning our ears to the sky and just tuning in to the activities of some of our aerial gymnasts. So the first one we're going to be focusing on is the buzzard. The buzzard rides the air thermals, circling in climbing circles and quartering the ground for prey and carrion. Until quite recently, you could only find the buzzard in the north and west of the UK, but in recent decades, it's become much more common again and can be found pretty much anywhere in the country. And on warm, clear days, they can soar up to heights of over 1,000 metres. The next of our aerial gymnasts is the swift. Swifts spend most of their time on the wing, sleeping, eating, drinking and mating, only ever landing actually just to nest. They prefer to nest in older buildings and in small holes in roof spaces. They spend the winter in Africa but travel to Britain every year in April and May, spending the summer here and then returning to warmer climes end of July, early August. The last aerial artiste we're going to feature on this episode is the swallow. The swallow, or otherwise known as the barn swallow, is a common summer visitor, again arriving in April and staying until October. It builds nests from mud and straw on the ledges of farm buildings or under the eaves of houses. Swallows can often be found on farmland and also near water, where they thrive on the insect life that exists there. Like swifts, they're agile flyers and also feed on the wing, catching insects. Before migrating back to their wintering grounds in Africa, you can often find them gathering in reed beds or, more commonly, on telegraph wires. Here's something you can do to take care of nature during the summer months. As many of us have already experienced, it can get very hot during the summer and water becomes a very precious resource for wildlife. So if you can, create a watering hole for the wildlife on your doorstep. Anything from a garden pond to a small mini watering hole made out of a large flower pot will do and provide much needed refreshment for birds, insects and anyone else who's passing. The RSPB website has details of how you can make a mini watering hole, and it might be worth looking there if that's something you fancy doing. Lastly, I've been really noticing some of the wonderful flower fragrances whilst I've been out and about. So why not just take time to pause when you next come across a beautiful fragrance and spend a few minutes just taking it in. So that's it for this month. You can find out more about me and my work on my website, which is www.natural-inclusion.org. Welcome to email me if you'd like to find out more about what I do at andy@natural-inclusion.org or on Facebook at Natural Inclusion. Until next time, stay sensational.